Welcome to Historical Window, a program that lets you experience the past and treasure the history of the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe through the voices and experiences of our elders.
My name is Francis Isham, a.k.a. Cisco.
This is actually Historical Window, and we wanted to just see what you might remember about these different times in history. But first, a little bit about yourself. Cisco Francis Isham, where did you grow up?
When did I grow up? I still didn't.
Where?
Right here in Net Lake. Everyone around here is my friend. This has always been home to me.
You never lived down in cities?
I lived in Bemidji for a while. I lived in the cities for one summer.
What do you remember about the Cuban Missile Crisis?
I remember being afraid of the name Castro.
Why?
Because he was the leader there at that time. And I was always just, I always thought that was a bad person. A warhead was right there in Duluth because it's a seaway to, to all the different areas.
What do you remember about the Beatles?
I still live and die by the Beatles.
Yeah? Were you one of the screamers?
Not a screamer, but I still love all their music.
I
remember them first coming on Ed Sullivan's show.
Uh-huh. Black and white?
Uh-huh. And their little cute haircuts.
So, you see, when they came over on Ed Sullivan's show, did you ever get to see them in live?
Mm-mm.
No? I suppose way out in the bush up here.
Yeah.
Where's the closest that they came to you? Do you know?
The closest that they came in Minnesota, I have no idea.
So what about the JFK assassination?
Oh, that was a sad time. It was really heartbreaking, because he was such a good president and so well-liked. Who'd want to kill him?
What was it like around, I guess, the community then?
Some of the homes, or a lot of the homes, were getting indoor plumbing. Otherwise, you had to run after it. Remember, there used to be a pump right up by your house.
Yeah.
And everyone would go in. That was the watering hole, everyone would go there. And in wintertime, you'd have to sometimes take a tea kettle of hot water and thaw the pump out because it would be froze. Mm-hmm. And then on wash days, Bruce and Hawk used to have to go up there with tubs on a sled and bring it down the house. One time the tub tipped over because they were coming down a hill too fast. Needless to say, put a lot of ice in the driveway.
Oh. Yeah.
But on wash days, Mom would always have a big pot of bean soup. We'd have a lot of crackers, and she'd say, whenever you get hungry, just have a bowl of soup and I'm busy, because she was washing. Well, I know we used to put away fish in the summertime for the winter, and they'd bring home a tub full of bullheads. And so then my dad and Bruce and Hawk would skin them, with pliers like that, just cut off their heads and pull the skin off. And we'd put like 10 to a bag and put them in a freezer.
Okay, what about, the atomic bombs? What do you remember about those?
Oh, it was a scary time. Yeah, that's what JFK was trying to prevent, is all that stuff. Said it would be easier to talk out a disagreement than to make so many people miserable. That was a scary time, People were making fallout shelters and hoarding food, and it was funny, I thought. Hmm. When you're going to go, you're going to go.
First time television.
First one to have a television here in Net Lake was Ira White. Yeah, they were the first ones to have a TV. Then I think it was my grandpa Isham.
So they had the first one up there, black and white. And then your grandpa, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had the next one. So it was kind of slow coming around, or
yeah.
Do you think?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember any of the shows?
Mickey Mouse.
But rock and roll, artists or bands?
Yeah, the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear Elvis in there.
I'm not too hip on him.
Well, that's a different. Okay, cool. The Day the Music Died, Big Bopper and Buddy Holly.
Oh, that was so sad. You know, Waylon Jennings was supposed to be there where Buddy Holly was.
I heard about that, yeah.
But they flipped the coin and Buddy Holly won, so he went.
Okay.
Just think it would have been Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
Way before his time.
The start of the Vietnam War.
It started out as a Cold War, and then it started getting physical, and troops were being sent over there. That was in, 1967. And a lot of our guys would go there because they were enlisted in the Marine Corps. Now, Danny was in the Marine Corps. My brother Bruce was in the Marine Corps. My dad was. Minge, Justin, Pete Isham, you know, a lot of people here were Marines. But the majority of them did come home.
Yeah. What do you remember about the moon landing?
That was cool to really see them, you know, John Glenn walking around up there on the moon. And you could just see that it took every effort for him to move. Oh, by that time, we all had TVs at our houses then.
Woodstock and Nixon impeachment.
The Nixon impeachment, good enough for him. They should have hung him.
I'm not sure what they have in 1969.
That was the year my son was born.
What about the Wounded Knee Uprising?
Oh, yeah, Carl, that's something, huh? I try not to get involved in all these political rallies and stuff like that, but that really was a turning of the times, you know, for a lot of natives, I think. Made a lot of people become more aware and militant. Like with the AIM people being involved, you know, that's going about it the wrong way, you know, militantly.
Is there anything, I guess, that might stick out in your mind as far as just historical and from the community what had a big impact?
Well, the assassination of JFK impacted the whole village, I'm sure. And that's what stands out the most in my thoughts.
One thing came to my mind about the dam. What impact do you think had the dam had on how we used to regulate the river? Do you think that it had any impact on a lake or a community?
I'm sure it did. Because whenever you reroute water, it's going to go the way it wants to go anyway. And I don't think that dam should have been there. Our lake was doing fine. Yeah, I think it's with or without the dam, it would have still been good. Just wasting a lot of money.
Okay. When they, what about the bullheads? Bullheads kind of had an explosion for a while there.
I think they are the reason that our rice crop is so good. Now we have a lot of northerns. Huge ones. My son and his boys all went fishing. They fished till about 5 o'clock in the morning, till it got daylight. And they had a lot of big fish. They just let them go. Well, Mother Nature always takes care of them, you know, its own needs. I think everything is okay. And it'll always be that way. The ecosystem will just take care of itself.
Historical Window is a production of KBFT and the Net Lake Radio Project. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.